We come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, because I know you're going to be very blessed by a message by my father, Brother Hardy, entitled The Secret Place of the Most High from Psalm 91. You know, I pray this psalm over my family every day. I know that these promises are timeless and these words are powerful. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this beautiful message by Brother Hardy, The Secret Place of the Most High.
Some things make God come down. Hey, when God's children begin to cry, and when God's children begin to sigh, God comes down to deliver. Hey, I said there's something that will make God come down. He came down and stopped at Abraham, and he said, Abraham, the cry of wickedness has come up, and I come down to destroy. Hey, there's two cries going up, and the one that cries the loudest is the way God's coming down. That's why the devil tries to keep you from praying and getting a burden and crying, because the cry of wickedness is great, and when God is held by the attention of the cry of wickedness, he comes down to destroy. But when he hears the cry of his little ones, he comes down to deliver. Amen. And Samuel, God, stand this place tonight, and he's going to destroy and deliver. He's going to destroy the works of the devil and deliver his children. Here in the Hebrew, God's playing on the words. You don't see it in English. For the word Lord is, Moses said, I can't go down there and deliver them. They ran me out the last time. He said, but this time you tell them you met God. You met the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of everything. You met El Shaddai, the Almighty, the Pentecreator, the Omnipotent One. He said, but when they asked me, when I tell them I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's going to say, what's their name? He said, if you met that God, what's his name? He said, you go down there and tell them, I am that I am, sent you. You got in there and tell him, I am. So Jehovah means I am. So David said, I will say of the I am, he is. And I tell you what, the I am, he is. He's a way maker. He's a load lifter. He's a bill payer. He's a body healer. He's a mind fixer. He's a heart regulator. He's a joy bringer, soul blesser. He is. Whatever you need, the I am, he is. He is, he is, he is. Who that cometh to God must believe that he is, he is, he is. I will sing of the I am, he is. What do you say about the I am? I am, he is. He's healing me. He's blessing me. He's saving me. He's delivering me. He's setting me free. So you see there, instead of reading, I will say of the Lord's. Read it. I will say of the I am.
I will say of the I am.
He is.
He is my refuge.
My refuge. When any evil thing comes, I just run to my refuge. I run to my place of safety. I run to my place of security. I run to my hiding place. It's better than over there in Holland. I don't have to worry about the Gestapo. They can search all they want. The devil can search all he wants. I'm hid with Christ in God. I'm in his love, and in his love ain't nothing. I looked all over. I looked in the cellar, and I didn't see nothing there to fear. I looked on the first floor, and there was nothing there to fear. I looked in all the closets. There was nothing there to fear. I looked on the second floor, the third floor. I'm still looking all floors. There ain't nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear in love. There ain't nothing to fear in God. There's nothing to fear in my hiding place. There's nothing to fear in my dwelling place. There's nothing to fear in my safety place, because I'm under the shadow of El Shaddai, the Almighty. And if it don't exist, the Almighty One has got the power to supply it. He will supply all of my needs. What are you going to say about the I am? What is he to you? My refuge. Anything to be scared of comes around, I run to him. And there, stuffs me and sticks me in his pinions and in his feathers. If that old buzzard tries to get with me, he's got to deal with mama eagle's beak. Honey, the devil be better fear to dare to offend one of God's little ones. You in big trouble, devil! Even if you begin to think about it.
I will say of the I am, He is my refuge.
What is he yours?
And my fortress.
My fortress. My refuge is fortified. It's not only a place that's hid and I can run to, but my God, it's fortified. It's got atomic bombs in there. It's got rockets. It's got laser beams. It's got all of the 007 weapons that nobody knows about. It's my arsenal. The arsenal of El Shaddai. The arsenal, the fortress of the Almighty. I find all power in heaven and earth there. I find healing. I find the gifts of the Spirit. I find faith. I find the shield of faith. I find the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the shoes of the gospel. I find victory. I find power. I find deliverance. I am, he is mine. I don't know about you. He's my hiding place. He's my dwelling place. I see his shadow all the time.
I will say of the Lord.
Why don't you say it? I will say, Lord, you're my refuge. Come on. The Old Testament revelation is, let the weak say, I'm strong. Say, Lord, I'm not weak. I'm strong. I'm not afraid. I'm full of faith. I'm not sick. I'm healed. I'm not demonized. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm not bound. I'm free. Yes, sirree, he set me free.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
My God. Do you know what the word there is for God? Remember, all of the Old Testament names are telling you something about that person. Either the truth or the desires of the parents. David was a man of war, and when God gave him Solomon, he called him Solomon because he wanted peace, and Solomon means peace. Solomon spread the kingdom of Israel to the golden age, and he thought that it would be bigger, so he had a son called Rehoboam, enlargement, but it was the opposite happened. He lost 10 tribes. And Elijah, he took both of the divine names and put them together. El is my Jehovah, is my El. The I am is my God. He went out there and he began to take the mantle. He went to the fortress and picked it up. Elisha, his front name, El, is my God. And Elisha. And the end of it is when we get Joshua brought over into the New Testament. Jesus, God is my salvation. My God is my refuge. He's my source of power. He's my fortress. He's my El. The word for God here is El. You know what El is? That's God as your champion, as your warrior. When the devil hollers like Goliath, send a champion. God's always got a champion. David means my beloved son. How many say amen? My loved child. Whenever the devil says, ha, 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 I got you, surrender. Is that what Goliath said? The law of subjugation? He was the surrogate for Philistines? You know what the law of subjugation is, don't you? One stands for another. And old Goliath come out and said, hey, Israel, we don't have to put army against army to battle. Just send a champion. And us champions will war. And whoever wins, all the rest will be the slave. And if you're like Israel that didn't want God, they wanted to be like other nations. See, that was the difference between Israel and the nations. They weren't like other nations. Their champion was El. In fact, El Shaddai, the Almighty. But they got their eyes in the flesh. And they chose Saul because, fleshly speaking, he was head and shoulders above the rest. But when you get your eyes in the flesh, honey, the devil's got a Goliath that was twice as big as Saul. Because if you make the cubic 23 inches, Mr. Goliath was 13 feet tall. My God, his nose weighed more than most people in here. That ugly looking thing. And that's what he did. He come out there with that ugly nose and mouth and roared, ah, 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 and all of Israel. My God, Saul, he's twice as big as you. And that's what the devil does, trying to get you to look in the flesh and conjure up his old evil, huh, scary face and growl a little bit. Rah! And I said, Deborah, we're going to have face contests. I win before we start. Because you're the most beautiful thing and I'm the ugliest, so I win. I can out-growl you. Ah, how you like that growl? Did you ever see a devil come and go, ah, I'll go back. Ah. We're going to have growl contests, man. Can you top this growl? But God had a champion. He had a David. And he was just a stripling of a little old boy. Oh, man. But if you saw in the spirit, he had been to the fortress. Oh, my God, he was fortified. How many say he had the armor on? He come out there, man. He was God's champion. And he was going to fight the enemy. They weren't going to have to fight. He was going to fight the enemy and defeat the enemy. And from then on, the devil's got to serve him. And Jesus went to Golgotha's hill and Mount Calvary. And he fought the devil. And he whipped him with his own blood. And from now on, the devil has got to obey us. How many say that in the name of Jesus? It was champion against champion. The devil against Jesus. How many say amen? And whoever would win, he was our divine surrogate. He stood for us. He was our substitute. He was our champion. He was our El. He was our God. He was our mighty warrior. Remember one time, Israel, and old Joshua got up off his knees after he got that accursed thing out, cleaned up the camp and got holy and clean again. Because as long as they had the accursed thing in there was unclean, they couldn't stand before their enemy. And honey, when something comes and you got trouble with it, then you better check your life out. Because the curse causeless shall not come.
Amen, and what a powerful message by God's servant Brother Hardy, the secret place of the Most High from Psalm 91. I believe this message is one of great encouragement to every Christian, especially in these evil days of terrorism and uncertainty and so many anti-Christian elements. We know we have an adversary who desires to devour us, but we know that whosoever is born of God keeps himself from the world, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And that's because we are hid with Christ in God in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we are abiding, resting, fixed and stable under the shadow of the El Shaddai. This means the mighty God whom no foe can defeat. Now we want you to have a copy of this message for your own personal spiritual library. We are sure it will be a comfort to your heart again and again. And it is available in audio tape and CD for a love offering of at least $10 to the radio ministry. Send your love gift of $10 or more and ask for offer 107T for the audio cassette tape or 107CD for the CD. Send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you can go online at rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 107T for the tape or 107CD for the CD of this beautiful message, The Secret Place of the Most High. Now, even if you do not wish to place an order, we still greatly desire to hear from you, and we truly do need your financial support to maintain this program over this station. We pray you will write today and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you and enclose your very best love gift when you write. The mailing address, again, is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us at rghardy.org. In the